Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
We are joined by Ricky Stewart, who is the pro here at Pine Bluff Country Club. How are you?
Doing well.
Ricky has the most unique spelling of his name. I'm sure he's been asked about it many times. Is that a family spelling?
Well, that's my uncle's last name.
Okay.
My mother's sister married a guy named Ed Ricky, and so they couldn't have any children. They have my brother, then they have me, and they named me Ricky Edward, and it's his last name. It's German.
Okay.
I'm not German, but it's German.
Yeah. What are you?
Do I do a Ricky Mokel here or something? Part of something, you know, I wave when
yeah.
I see you. I
mean, a little bit of everything?
Yeah, a little bit of everything.
I got you. And this is year what for you here?
Well, I've been here since about 2011. I was an assistant under Reggie Grant, and he got me in the program. I taught and coached for about 35 years. And the golf job came open, so I took it. And I just wanted to be able to teach my kids. I gave hitting and pitching lessons. I played college baseball and was into decathlon. I loved track. And so I just wanted to be able to technically teach my kids how to play golf. I could play, but I wanted to be able to teach them how to play.
Yeah.
So Reggie Grant tells me, he said, you need to get in the PGA program. And I said, what's that? And so he tells me, and I get in, and five and a half years later, and about $13,000-$14,000, I got my PGA membership.
Where'd you go to do it?
Well, you go online to PGA.org is what I did. That's what he told me to do.
Yeah.
And once you start the – it's changed since I've done it, but you start the process and you go through level one, level two, level three, and that's what I did. And I had to go to Port St. Lucie, Florida three times. And
poor guy.
Yeah, but it wasn't a fun trip. You know, as a matter of fact, there was 120 of us there, and the first thing they told us when we got there was, you know, if you're here because you think you're going to play golf all the time, you need to get a plane ticket and go back home.
Yeah.
And I thought, that can't be true. And it's true. I mean, if you're a pro, you don't get to play very much, you know, and it's just one of those deals. And they also said, you know, about 10-15% of these people, or you people, are going to finish this program. So when you finish, you know, it's extensive. It's like getting a master's degree
yeah.
or something, you know, but...
The thing you said here about not getting to play much when you're a golf pro, you said a lot of people are late when they get in, start working for a sports team, you know, and I experienced this in baseball, not me, but a lot of other people, because I've always been paid to watch the game, which is fine.
Right.
But usually when you work in sports, you don't really get a chance to watch the game, right?
Right.
So as a golf pro, you would expect you get a chance to play, but you don't.
Not a lot. I mean, I can't play right now. I've had some injuries to I had a knee problem, and I had had a shoulder surgery, and I'm 67 years old. You know, I'm a fossil. And so, I mean, I don't get to play a lot. My wife likes to play, and she just had shoulder surgery, so she can't play. So we're both kind of not playing. But hopefully after this Thanksgiving, I'm going to have my knee replaced.
I've never met a pro that can't play pretty well, but how much is actual the ability to play required, or is that a big part of the deal in getting your you know, becoming a pro, or is it just competence on how to help others get better?
No, that's a good question. You have to do the book work and do all the things you need to do and take tests. You know, I had to go over to Barrett Airfield and take tests online for 4.5 hours, you know, and do that. But there's also a playability test. You have to go play, and there's a target score that you have to hit. It's the only tournament you probably will ever play where you have a target score.
Mm-hmm.
You have to play 36 in a day and with a cart. But mine was 77-77. You had to shoot that twice or an average of that, you know, to shoot, 154?
Yeah.
So that was my target score. And they call it the PAT tour because people try to go do it and they fail and fail and fail and they just keep going. You go to places like for $200 or $150 or whatever it is every time you play, and some people never pass it. It's just I don't know. They really want you to pass. I mean, you know, they don't set it up so bad that you can't pass. But if you play bad that first 18 holes, the chances of you passing.
You go out and shoot 86 in the first round, you're going to have a tough time getting there.
You're really going to have to have a great round to get there. So
that's pretty interesting to me. And, I mean, obviously I can never be a pro because I can't break 80. But
I will say this. So, Justin, you know, I think back in the day when I think they had to re-up every so many years, and I'll have to look at that and see, but they have to pass it like go back and pass it again. I don't know what the years were, but okay. I think I'm correct on that.
Jeez, there's tougher restrictions with age on being golf pro than keeping your driver's license.
Well, once you get it now, you don't have to go back and take it anymore.
Okay.
So,
gotcha.
But
so, what was your best event in the decathlon?
I was a hurdler, long jumper. And my big brother was a shot putter discus guy, so I threw it back to him all the time. So one thing I did with the shot put, like I said, I was technical. Randy White was a big shot putter from Arkansas Tech and had the most unbelievable technique. I think he threw it like 65-10 or something, 16-pound ball, you know.
That's crazy.
And so he was at AIC when I was at Harding. He was at an AIC meet. I was still in high school. My brother was going there to play baseball. And I went to that meet to watch him, and I saw him, his technique with a shot put, and so I went back and tried to start mimicking it. And I wasn't a very big guy, but I could throw the shot put further than all these big linemen. And it was just all technique. The way he got across the ring, the speed, but it was technique.
That's pretty wild.
I love technique, like hurdlers. You know, I love teaching hurdlers, and I had a great track coach, John Rollins. He's not with us anymore, but he was a great track coach. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he knew all the events, knew how to teach them all.
Well, there's not much more technical than golf. I mean, so obviously you got to embrace that part of it too.
Yeah. So, and I love it. I love giving lessons, and I love teaching the game. And you know, everybody kind of thinks that I'm a football coach, you know, and I don't know how to do this or other, but I gave Bill Jones a lesson yesterday.
Yeah.
We had a really good lesson, and I just love doing it.
Yeah.
I love teaching.
Does he listen?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He's great. Yeah.
He's used to bossing people around. I didn't know how good of a student he'd be.
He's a great student.
Okay. That's
sure
good.
Was.
Well, I know they're one of the big sponsors of this event. And, listen, it's a lot of work. I mean, I see your staff. I know you guys are here into the wee hours. Then you got to come right back around and get back after it. It's a pretty significant undertaking, and I applaud everybody here, and really everybody that puts one of these on. I mean, understands it, but it's, you know, we're just here goofing around having a good time, but I certainly appreciate all the work that goes into it, and I thank you guys for letting us come back every year. It's a blast. But do you look forward to this, or is it a little bit daunting, and are you guys a little bit is it stressful?
Well, this year's a little different for me. I was an assistant doing this. I just took this job February the 20th, so I had to get my shop ready, and I built all of my fixtures in the shop myself, and I like to build things. And so getting merchandise in and having enough things in here for people to take, you know, as far as gift certificates.
For prizes, yeah.
Prizes and things.
How many golfers play in this tournament?
There's about, let's see, 100. Let's see, there'd be 208.
Wow.
That's a lot of golfers.
That's a lot of people.
104 teams times two, be 208. That's a lot of folks. It really is.
For you to prepare for.
Yeah, I have a great staff. I have two PGA associates under me now, and they're really good. Carson Smith and Sawyer Hamilton. They're going to go through the program. They're going to be great professionals one day. And without them, you know, you can't do this unless you have a lot of good people. Coach Edwards and Scott and some of those kids. I mean, you can't go out and find people like that just anywhere. They're here because they want to be here.
Mm-hmm.
They love this place and they want to be here. And so, you know, have a good staff.
Yeah.
You could tell that with the moment I walked in through the doors and they were open for me, in the first 60 seconds I walked through, I got six good mornings.
That's nice. That's
people
more than you get
are
in
nice.
The buzz.
Yes. Oh,
you're lucky to get one at the buzz.
That's right.
Usually it's
and that one guy's in the Bahamas right now.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, listen, I appreciate you having us, and we're looking forward to being here the next couple of days. Should be a lot of fun.
We want you back, and I appreciate you letting me you know, just get on in and say a few words. We love this place.
No doubt. Absolutely. I appreciate you. All right.
Thank you, Josh.